Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. You're welcome to another time in the presence of God. Today is the 14th day in the month of January 2025. It's another day to be thankful and we are here with our praises. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what time it is, it's time for our devotion. So I want you to just leave every other thing that you are doing and let's just take this few minutes to just spend with the King of Glory and hear what he has to tell us for today. If you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Invite somebody to this platform and let us fellowship together this morning. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Fathers Northampton United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we will be looking at a topic in the Open Heaven that says Identifying the Jericho Wall Part 1. Identifying the Jericho Wall Part 1. And our hymn for today is taken from hymn 10 from our Open Heaven Manual, In Christ Alone. In Christ alone. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Genesis chapter 44 to chapter 46. Genesis chapter 44 to chapter 46. And our memory verse is taken from the book of Psalm 114 from verse 7 to 8. Psalm 114 from verse 7 to 8. Which reads, Tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the God of Jacob, which turneth the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Joshua chapter 6, from verse 1 to 20. Joshua chapter 6, from verse 1 to 20. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 1 it reads, Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king, and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city. All you men of war, you shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days, and seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark. But the seventh day you shall march around the city seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpet. It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of Jericho will fall down flat, and the people shall go up every man straight before him. Then Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, take up the Ark of Covenant, and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horn before the Ark of the Lord. And he said to the people, proceed and march around the city, and let him who is armed advance before the Ark of the Lord. So it was when Joshua had spoken to the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horn before the Lord advanced and blew the trumpets, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priests who blew the trumpet, and the rear guard came before the Ark, while the priests continued blowing the trumpet. Now Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout or make any noise with your voice, nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I say you to shout, then you shall shout. So he had the Ark of the Lord circle the city, going around it once. Then they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the Ark of the Lord. Then seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horn before the Ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpet. And the armed men went before them. But the rear guard came after the Ark of the Lord, while the priests continued blowing the trumpet. On the second day, they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. So they did 6 days. But it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner. On that day only they marched around the city 7 times. And the seventh time it happened, when the priests blew the trumpet, that Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Now the city shall be doomed by the Lord to destruction, it and all who are in it. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all who are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And you, by all means, abstain from the accursed things, lest you become accursed when you take the accursed things, and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of bronze and iron are consecrated to the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpet. And it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, in today's Bible reading, the children of Israel were close to the promised land, but a mighty wall stood in their way. Joshua knew that their progress would be affected by the wall, and God gave him the strategy to bring down the wall and lead his people into what he had prepared for them. When it feels like something is obstructing your access to God's promises, you first need to identify exactly what it is so you can ask God for the strategy to overcome what is hindering your progress. If you have not identified what is stopping your progress, you may be fighting the wrong battles while the actual enemy remains unchallenged. In many cases, the forces of darkness are the wall of Jericho that hinders the progress of the people, since the devil's only job is to steal, kill, and destroy, like we see in John chapter 10, verse 10. If you notice that something is bigger than you is blocking your way when you are about to succeed in any endeavor, you need to pray against that force. The good news is, Isaiah 54 verse 17 says, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and your righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." Beloved, if you are a child of God and you are serving him diligently, you have the legal right to condemn whatever forces that may arise against you. Some of these evil forces are stubborn and will not stop you if you tell them to go just once. Hence, you need to pray and fast persistently before they go. Jesus said in Mark chapter 9 verse 29 that some demons cannot be overcome except by prayer and fasting. If you have done all this and you still cannot see any change, you probably need to find someone who can join you in prayers so that you can engage in prayer of agreement. Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 30 says, "How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up?" You can also ask a minister of God with higher authority to pray for you. After these steps, there is no force that can stand in your way. Today's Open Heaven comes to the prayer point that says, "I speak to every force standing in my way of progress. Disappear now in Jesus' name. I speak to every force standing in my way of progress. Disappear now in Jesus' name. Amen." I pray the Lord will give us deliverance today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, it can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestpalaceready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisefellowsradio.com, and available on our mobile app, which you can find on Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening. Do not forget to share with somebody today. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.